From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR, program number 476, intended for broadcast June 2nd through June 16, 2017. I'm Brady Murray, and I'm joined here in the studio by Dr. Jerry Plummer in Nashville again. Doc?
It's good to be back in the studio with you. Last time we was out in Cali at the Ronald Reagan place.
Yes, with our special guest,
W.G. Tapley. Yeah, Glenn Tapley, right?
From WEWN.
It was good to have him talk to us, don't you think?
It was. Yeah. I thought that was a really good show, and he's a guy that we talk to frequently about a lot of stuff.
And Jeff at WRMI is airing that particular edition of Ask WWCR.
I've heard that, yes.
Yeah.
Have you heard it?
Yeah, yesterday morning, before I came over here, as a matter of fact, yesterday morning I was downstairs in that particular shortwave. It's a ICOM R75 like you got, and I had it on 9955, and there was W.G. Tapley.
Coming in loud and clear.
Yeah. You know, that 95.55 from there up to here does pretty good, you know. And that's just kudos to Jeff and his guys down there, you know, for keeping their transmitters in good shape, kind of like Phil keeps the transmitters in good shape here.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Doc, before we get into the meat of the show here, I got to tell you, you know, we record as we typically do on Friday.
Yeah.
And this past Monday was Memorial Day.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
The unofficial beginning of summer the United States.
Yes.
And so I just wanted to throw this out there.
Mm-hmm.
I've got corn that's over 6 feet tall.
Oh, wow. It got little tassels
you
on
know,
it yet?
Right at the beginning of June. Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. Oh, that means corn. You're going to have corn before 4th of
I
July.
I think for our local area, this is going to be a bumper.
Oh, yeah. I've got tomatoes. Actually, I don't. President Lynn's got tomatoes now that are, I'd say about as big as a golf ball.
Mm-hmm.
And similar, you know, very early. It's going to be, you know, we need to ask Columbus Jones. He can tell us. He's Columbus Jones, for y'all, you may have heard us talk about him before. He's a broadcaster on our medium wave.
Mm-hmm.
And he is also Mr. Garden. Don't you think he is?
He knows what he's talking
Marvelous.
About.
Marvelous.
Been doing it for his whole life.
Oh,
really.
Yeah. And the things he's told us, the things he's told us in years past have been true, you know.
Yes.
So you got little tassels and everything,
I have
little
tassels,
baby corn.
I have what looks like corn growing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's great, man. That's impressive.
I'll have to take a picture next to it because.
Yeah. So as tall as you
taller
are.
Than I.
Wow.
that's how I can gauge the
that's
height.
That's impressive, yeah. Well, I know how you do because when I was in KL a couple of years ago at HFCC, you guys got a lot of snow here.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you sent me the barometer for how deep the snow was using a Perrier bottle.
I always have one handy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it just about filled up to the top of the Perrier bottle. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Doc, yesterday we had just a wonderful day. We had some very distinguished visitors.
Yes.
First meeting that I know of, at least between you and I, and representatives from the University Network, which, of course, is Pastor Melissa Scott and Dr. Gene Scott.
Yes.
And it was just truly a wonderful day. And I want to start out by saying this. These folks, of course, most shortwave listeners are familiar, at least, with the Caribbean Beacon,
yes,
which is a shortwave transmitter and antenna located on a little tiny island in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
And the Caribbean, to
Anguilla.
Everybody, me included, sounds just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
These two gentlemen that came to visit with us had come from Anguilla.
Directly
the night
from
before,
Anguilla, yes.
Got in late, came to meet with us early.
Yes.
Left early the next day to fly back to Los Angeles.
They're probably just getting back in L.A. Just now or something. Yeah.
That was not what I would envision as like a Caribbean vacation.
No.
These two were definitely here to work, and I think that we helped each other.
I think so. That little island they just came from, of course, he said, is only 3 miles wide and 14 miles long, they said, and pretty small area. They weren't down there on holiday. they were down there looking at things going on with the Beacon, which is a continental transmitter, an E, 418E, like ours. Mm-hmm. And they had contacted you a couple of weeks ago about wanting to see if they could stop by and talk to, in particular, you know, engineering things. Well, not everything, but a lot with engineering stuff. And you graciously said, yeah, please, come on by. Mm-hmm. So yesterday, for a good solid 6 hours, they were here. One of their engineer guys, and then one of the one of the close associates to Pastor Scott, you know, that kind of, you know,
like, safe to say he's somebody that helps handle the business
of that
organization. And so they had been to the Caribbean Beacon, which, Doc, the more I thought about it, and I thought about it quite a bit even after they departed, what a challenge they have to be on this remote, tiny island and to keep operational, a powerful transmitter full of moving parts, water cooled, all the things that we deal with. That's a challenge for us, but we're located in a mid-major size city with plumbing supply stores, electrical parts stores. We can get things delivered for reasonable cost that we buy. So
for them, it's
this enormous challenge of
just
don't really have anywhere to go to get anything.
No.
It's all planned in advance. And I think it's safe to say that one of the main objectives of this get-together was to talk about future planning for them. What can we have
on hand,
site
when
some of these major repairs come up? And they had their transmitter, Doc, I believe, is about 20 years old. And there are things when you hit 20 in transmitter years that really need some attention. And I don't think that they have some issues going on now. And I think that they know that if they don't do anything about it, they're going to deteriorate. So I would absolutely be remiss if I didn't say that their intention is to get this transmitter back to its full glory. And they're going to do it immediately.
No doubt. They
went right back to work on it.
Yes.
And so, overall, just extremely impressed with these two gentlemen that came to visit, with the combined knowledge of the two. They weren't really coming from the same place in life as far as technical versus the organization, but they were working together, and that's kind of what we were able to do. You from the frequency standpoint, the business standpoint, for Phil being involved as far as engineering.
The technical side.
And, of course, I see all the invoices and parts,
the day-to-day stuff,
and how we go about keeping parts here on the shelf.
It was a good mix because you had players on both sides that represented pretty much the whole business, the whole spectrum of the business. And so, you know, like, for example, when Phil would be talking about a particular card or a part, then you were able to say, and we got this sourced out of this place, and this is how much it cost. Here's an invoice you can order from them, you know.
Without any question, Doc, with these transmitters, these continental transmitters, they're just expensive to operate. And we have to be as cost conscious as we can possibly be.
We've got
to dig deep every time we look for a part.
We've
got to find out if there's a place to get it cheaper in bulk, cheaper by waiting. A lot of times the biggest challenge is just the waiting. You can't get this overnight. This part is made for this transmitter. It's going to take a while.
Yeah, that's right.
And
that's one of the things they wanted to learn from us. What kind of parts is it wise for us to have on hand? And, you know, of course, without letting the cat out of the bag, I know that you and Phil have been working, for example, with Terry from Alabama, and with some guys in Ringgold, Georgia, about maybe being able to create and build cart replacement cards ourselves, you know. And I think you guys are making some progress, and possibly that could someday occur.
We're definitely making progress. I think we're waiting on any sort of, final. I don't know when we'll see something final, because I think everything gets tested before it's
deemed
to be something that's a usable substitute. But those things are expensive. You know, one thing that's interesting is that we have more problems here in Nashville with these little capacitors that go on these particular cards.
Yeah.
And it's due to power surges.
Yes.
And our power situation here in Nashville is excellent. Excellent response time, limited downtime. But we do experience surges, and I believe that is most likely attributed to the size of this city and when the just
how it drops and surges,
you know, as it comes and goes. And I think that causes us problems. And I think that the problems that they brought pictures.
Oh, yeah.
They showed us very extremely transparent on
what does this look like, you know?
What I saw from them didn't look even as bad as what I've seen here. Now, not to say that we're leaving it in there, not doing anything about it, but I have seen some parts that blow up. And I'll tell you one thing that sticks out in my mind that was definitely worth every bit of the time that we spent with those folks and the trouble that they went to come and visit.
Oh, yeah.
Is there's one particular capacitor that the last time we bought some, we paid $56 for. Now, $56 in transmitter part cost is low.
Oh, yeah.
The problem with it is that when it blows, it takes out a whole bunch of other stuff with it.
Yes.
So your cost of replacement is not $56.
No, no. You've got to add that to what you blew up as a portion of it.
Everything that it covered, melted, and blew up when it went off. And these two gentlemen, and we didn't ask their permission to give names and talk, but I don't know that they would have any problem with that. So we're not.
Well, just really to be sure, because we didn't ask them.
I do
frankly,
want to say
we forgot. Frankly,
we did. We did. It was all business. It was all talking about the operation of transmitters. University network.
We didn't even do lunch. We were straight through. You know.
But I do want to say that I thought that those two gentlemen were just very, very impressive. And I think that the Caribbean Beacon is going to return to, like, brand new very soon.
I think it will. I mean, they were highly transparent with us, even to the point of saying that next month in July there's scheduled to be a generator that's installed there. You don't put in a generator if you're not going to keep the place running. And I believe the combination of these two guys, one in particular the engineer, I feel better about that whole status than I have ever felt about the Beacon.
Absolutely.
Ever, you know.
And beyond that, Doc, it's worth pointing out to those folks who love shortwave, includes you, me, people that write to us, email, all this. For those who truly appreciate shortwave and love it, you've got to give all the credit in the world to Pastor Melissa Scott, because she's investing in shortwave.
Oh, yeah.
She is a believer in shortwave.
Yes, sir.
And she knows what she's doing.
Yes.
She is very hands-on. We learned that. We didn't meet with her in person,
but
we knew a lot about what her directions were, what she was looking for, what she was interested in doing. And I think she's very much involved in the shortwave operation. And that says a lot, because first of all, she's a pastor of a sizable church.
Yes.
She's doing her job.
Yes.
In addition to that, they've really got kind of a media empire.
Not to overstate. No. Yeah, well, they do. It's expansive. It really is.
You know, video, audio, satellite,
all these things.
Every aspect of it, streaming.
And yet shortwave is still playing a role.
Shortwave is high on the list.
Yes, it is. And talking to them in particular, you know, as you suspect, since I'm not technical, I wound up talking a little bit more to, you know, the guy that she talks to a lot, and she has them on a mission. She sent them to Anguilla, as I said earlier, not on holiday. They were to go to Anguilla. They're supposed to do their work there. They got to come here. Then they got to go back there. And when they go back to talk to her, she wants some results. She wants some answers. And I believe they're going to be able to provide those.
And so once again, as we run out of time on another edition of Ask WWCR, Doc, I think we just summarized the whole thing by saying that, first of all, it was just a really good meeting. It was nice to meet with those folks. It once again points the finger to the value of collaboration, face to face, spend time with people, get to know them.
Yes.
All
you can't
the things
beat it.
That
you just can't beat it
in the shortwave world are difficult to accomplish because we're so spread out.
Yes.
But always worthwhile.
It was great. It was great. It was as I'll echo what they said. It was a wonderful day.
It was. If you hear Pastor Melissa Scott or classic Dr. Gene Scott coming over WWCR, drop them a line by email, postal mail.
Let them
know.
That's right.
They are very much involved in shortwave, and these are the kind of folks that
they keep
really
us all afloat.
Worth your time just to send a
let them know. Let them know. All right, Brady.
Doc,
I'll see you next time.
Ask WWCR is a biweekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.